Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? It is November 9th, 2015, and can you believe it? Summer's gone. Fall is here. Well, in New York, basically, we skipped over fall and went right into winter because it is cold now. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it's November already. How are you, family? What the heck is going on? Today's show, I told you last week, we're going to do something fun, and today's show is fun. We're going to talk about a challenge. It's called Saving a Dollar a Day. I know you may be like, oh, God, why are we doing this? Because I'm telling you, it's fun if you really think about it because you got to think about ways to save that dollar. And we're going to get into that in 1 minute. Right now, what we're going to do is tell you the basics. And you know the basics. Folks, you know we have a home, Facebook, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. It's the holidays. Come home. Be with family. Be with friends. And let's talk about ways to save, make and have fun with our money. You haven't been home for a while. You haven't called me. You haven't said, how you doing? I miss you. So come on home to the Facebook page. Also, there's a YouTube channel, The Cheap Cheetah Money Show, and a website, cheapcheetah.webs.com. Thecheapcheetah.blog.com, The Cheap Cheetah Money Show, the blog spot. We have a blog. And all that good stuff. And folks, you know, like we were saying, it's the holidays coming up. And I have the free books for you, Holiday Savings the Cheap Cheetah Way. It's free. And I talk about ways to save for the major holidays. We just had Halloween, Thanksgiving. You have Hanukkah and Christmas and all the good holidays is coming up within the next 2 weeks. So I talk about that in my book, Tips on Ways for You to Save Money. So it's a free book. Get it, read it. Get the great money-saving tips because that's what we're all about, saving money. Frugal Living in 30 Minutes or Less is also a free ebook for you. It talks about the basics of how to be frugal, how to be free, and how to save your money. So I give you some basics there. Also, you have the Cheap Cheetah Tip Jar, the Best of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, Part 1, and my Real Estate Diary. Those are all you can buy on Kindle, Smashword, and Creatorspace. Folks, you know I'm always looking for sponsors. I'm always looking for people to come on the show. So if you know someone who has did something really fantastic with money, even if they didn't, if they're struggling, they want to talk about their struggles, or somebody that's into money or into making it or saving it, then you can contact me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. I'm always looking for people to come on the show and talk about their money experiences, you know. And on that note, we're going to talk about today's topic. Oh, also, folks, I'm going to still buy you a cup of coffee, a tea. Maybe we can put in a little eggnog with a little something in it. I am buying whatever you're tasting. It's on me. I am having Cheap Cheetah meetup group. It will be in November. If you're in the New York tri-state area and like to meet for coffee, tea, eggnog with a little something in it, if you know, I'm all for it. It's my treat, my first cup. Then email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. I would love to see you, sit down with you. Let's talk. I mean, we can talk about money. We can talk about what's going on in each other's lives. We just come together as a meetup group and find out what everyone's interested in, and hopefully we can take it from there. So the first cup is on me if you're interested. Just email me again at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. Now we get to the fun stuff. Okay, folks, I'm on this kick right now that these challenges, okay, and I know you know different challenges people do, like the 52-week challenge or no spending money challenge or Save Your Coins Challenge, all these challenges you see popping up on the internet. And fine, yes, you know, I've done the no spending money for a week challenge, which I realized that's not that hard to do. And you know why? Because if you're unemployed, you're not spending too much money as is. So me being not working right now, I stay home a lot. So when I stay home, I don't spend any money. So that one-week challenge was kind of, it was cute, but I was doing it every day anyway. So I said, okay. Saving the coin challenge, I always do. But this one I found really interesting. It's a dollar a day challenge, okay? And that's 52 weeks, that's $7 a week, okay? You're going to come up to a couple hundred dollars at the end of the year. It's not that hard to save a dollar. If you pull out, if you're sitting down pulling out money out your purse and out your pocket now, I bet you got a couple of dollar bills now. But the challenge is either to save it or make a dollar a day and put the money away that you don't touch it for a year. And then at the end of the year, then you decide to do something fun with it. You decide to, maybe if you want to pay down debt with it, or if you want to buy something that you couldn't afford with it, whatever you want to do with it, the choice is yours. But the basic challenge of the game, a dollar a day. Okay? And have fun doing it. Because nothing says boring than doing a challenge that you're not motivated and you're not excited about. I hate doing these challenges. It's like, okay, you start, and in the beginning you have all this momentum, and then at the, like in the middle you start dropping off saying, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. Mm-mm. This is not what this challenge should be all about. Basically, the challenge should be, yes, saving a dollar a day, but also challenging your mind to find creative ways to think outside of the box, to say, okay, I need this dollar. Either you save the dollar a day or you save $7 for the week. It doesn't matter, but because it still comes out to a dollar a day. And I'm going to give you some suggestions on how you can make that dollar. Okay? Switch from generic food. Switch from name brand to generic when you go shopping. That saves you at least $20 to $30 for the month. Remember back in the day, and I'm really dating myself, where they used to have these generic foods and stuff that was all in the white boxes. It was like No Frills food, but it was made by the same company, like Kellogg's would make a No Frills, or Post cereals would make a No Frills, or Heinz ketchup would make a No Frills. Remember those white boxes that were just No Frills, but they were dirt cheap? You don't see those anymore, but now what you do is just buy an off-brand, because the name brands are making off-brands anyway, so you're not really missing the quality of the food. So instead of buying all the name brands, because name brands is really expensive when it comes to food, then buy generic. And what the difference is, you pocket the money. Stop buying junk food, the sodas, the lottery tickets, all that. There's a dollar right there. Personally, I know I can spend about $80 a month, $89 a month, and lottery tickets, and most of them are, we all know, losers. So if you cut out one thing that's not good for you, that's a dollar a day too. Soda, how much is soda now? Like $1.25, $1.50 a can? You know, so there you go. Junk food. We all like, I like my junk food too. And I was in the store the other day, and I remember when Hostess cupcakes used to be like 89 cents, 59 cents. Again, I'm dating myself because I'm kind of old. But now, like, the same Hostess cupcake is what, $1.50? $1.89? The same daggone thing. The prices have went up ridiculously. So if you cut out the junk food, put the dollar away. Okay? And before I go on, let me tell you how we're going to do this. Because I've been doing this too. I saved $1.50 yesterday, folks, because I used a coupon, and I don't normally use coupons. What we're going to do is you're going to take a jar, or you're going to take a piggy bank, and you're just going to, just like you throw your change in that you're supposed to, you're going to take this dollar and you're going to throw it, you're going to put it in a bank or put it somewhere that you don't touch it. If you want to, after you've accumulated, say, like $25 or whatever, you can take it and you can put it in the bank, open a little bank account or whatever. What I do is, like, the Christmas clubs are coming up. So what I'm doing is I'm opening up a Christmas club, which is, what they want. I take a dollar or $5 or whatever. I'll open a Christmas club this year for my holiday spending next year, and all my dollars that I save for the dollar challenges, I put in my Christmas club. I mean, there's no interest to it. I mean, I know, but it keeps me from touching the money, and it keeps me saying, okay, fine, I have to find a way to put a dollar in or make a dollar or save a dollar because I have to build up money for my Christmas club. That's how I'm doing it. You don't have to do it that way. You can take like a bank or put it somewhere and just don't touch it because this is a year-long challenge that you're going to do because at the end you're going to have a sweet piece of change that you're going to do something fun with or put it towards your, fine, we're paying our bills long. Let's do something fun with this. Something that you want to do. Maybe you go away for a little quick weekend or you want to buy something or, you know, just do something fun with it. Again, we were just talking about that. Use coupons and pocket the difference. That's what I did yesterday. I used a coupon and I got $1.50 off a product I bought. So I'm putting that $1.50 towards my challenge for today. Now I got to figure out a way to make another dollar today. Folks, you don't have to do it this way. You can find a way to make $7 or save $7 for the week, and you're done for the week. Okay? It's just a way to save a dollar a day. So if you stop buying newspapers, save the dollar. Like our papers now, you are like the Daily News is $1.25. New York Times is like $2, I think. On weekends, you could forget it. I used to buy the New York Times. I used to love it. It was like maybe $1.50, but it was a big, thick, like 20-layer piece of paper that you would read. Now that joker is less thick, and it's like $5 for paper on Sunday. Well, you can buy a paperback book for $5. So I stopped buying it. A lot of people read their newspapers online. So if you buy papers, don't buy them. But if you want to know what's going on, your coworker's buying the paper. Can I read your paper? A lot of times if you go through mass transit like I do, people leave their papers and stuff on the train once they read it. That's money right there. They've spent, they read it, they put it down. If the paper's good, pick up the paper. We have free papers where we have, they're not like the Daily News and stuff, but we have free papers that give you the same information. Like we have AM New York and a lot of other free papers. They give you a condensed version of what the big paper's giving you. If you have free newspapers, pick it up. You know what I'm saying? You have to think. That's $1.25 a day right there you're spending. Save your coins. You know, we all should be doing this anyway. Coins in your pocket. Every time you break a $5 bill, the coins you have, put it away. Those add up real quick to a dollar. Take advantage of any opportunity that gives you free stuff to make money out of it. So, if someone says, well, I'm giving away this, take it if you know you can make money out of it, or if you can know you can use it yourself and you know you normally would have bought it, take it. If a lot of times when I used to work, my coworkers used to come in and it was like, look, I'm giving this away, I'm giving that away. Who wants it? We would take it. A lot of times my coworkers would come in and they would have bring food for everybody. That's lunch. The money we spend for lunch, put it away. That's a dollar. You save money on food. A lot of times people go to Craigslist where they have free items and things that they are just giving away. If you know you can take something and sell it, sell it. Hell, if you have stuff in your own house or your garages or whatever that you can sell, that's the money right there. And you know you're going to make more than a dollar selling stuff. So you sell your stuff. Or if you can get something free, then take advantage of the opportunities that you have in your organizations, at your job. When people offer you things that you know either you could sell or you could use yourself and you don't have to spend any money towards it and it's worthwhile, then take advantage of it. Stop being, oh, no, thank you, no, thank you. If it's really kind of sketchy, then fine, say no, thank you. But if it benefits you, then take it, okay? They offering it, they don't want it, take it. enroll in a cost savings program. Like your energy companies always offer you ways to save on energy, what appliances is costing you too much money, how to deal with your electricity problem, things like that. Any kind of company, if your insurance company is showing you how to save money, like we just took a driver's ed class the other day, well, a safe driving class the other day, that saved me $500 on my insurance. No, I'm not going to put in a dollar challenge, but I'm trying to save money. So this is the things you do. We're talking about saving a dollar a day, but if you can save more than that, then by all means. And if you can bank some of that savings and put it into either your Christmas club or towards your dollar a day challenge, that's even better. Okay? So these are some of the things that we are doing. And if you can think of anything else, please give me a call. I'm always looking for new ideas at 347-202-0166. We're talking about a dollar a day challenge. Set a food budget. How much do you spend a week? How much do you spend a month on food? I'm going to tell you how much I spent. About $400 for two people, which I think that's crazy, but I live in a very expensive place called New York City, and they don't know anything about cheap food here. They just know if people are going to eat it, they're going to pay for it, and we're going to jack up the price. That, you know, I read about people, oh, this is cheap here where I live. It makes me want to move, but that's not the story today. Do you have a food budget? If your food budget is $100 a month or $200, can you cut the food budget down? Can you still eat good for, say if your budget is $200, can you still eat good for $150 a month? You know you can. Can you still eat good for $100 a month? You know you can. Can you bank the money that you're saving? Even if you cut your food bill down, if it's $200 a month, if you cut it down to $25, $25 right there. Our food bill, like I said, is $400. I'm trying to cut that joker down to at least $250, okay? And that's for everything. And the reason I'm saying this is because it doesn't make sense for two people to eat $400 worth of food. But unfortunately, I don't get the opportunity, again, like you, people who are living in really cheap states. We don't get those opportunities to have, you know, our grocery stores that are inexpensive and competitive. So look at your food budget. Take advantage of your bank, okay? Bank, your credit unions, take advantage of the incentives they give you. Like, for example, Chase will give me $500 to open a new account with new money. But the catch is you have to have $15,000. But if your bank is saying, if you open a new account and we'll give you X amount of interest, then do it. Because, like, also there was another bank that offered, if you open a CD with $500, we'll give you a better CD rate, like 2%, 3%, 4%. But it has to be a year's worth. You have to stay in an account for a year. So if your bank is offering you good rates, that's money, too. Even though that's money you're not taking and saving, you are. That is money towards your challenge because the interest rate, they're giving you a higher interest rate than it would be anybody else because now it's like 0.02% or 0.01%. If your bank is saying, hey, keep $500 in the CD and we're going to give you 3%, we're going to give you 5%, that's pretty daggone good. So it's money you have for later. You may not have it right now, but you will have the extra money later. And when you take out the account or when the CD closes, what you can do is either you keep the interest with the money with your $500 or you take the interest out and you put it towards your dollar challenge. I mean, that's up to you, but take advantage of everything that is being offered to you when it comes to making money. If you have a side hustle, if you on Fivers, if you do tutoring, if you have a Christmas job, take a dollar out of your Christmas job and put it towards the dollar challenge, okay? Because a lot of people now, especially with the holidays, are working 2-3 jobs. They, you know, for the extra money to pay down the bills and stuff. You're working, you're busting your behind. Take a dollar from your part-time job or your part-time hustle and put it towards the challenge. That's the only thing I'm saying because you're not going to miss it. And remember now, think of your goal. At the end of the year, this time next year, you're going to say, wow, I have a couple of $100. I can do what I want. And I didn't even miss it. We already went through look for stuff to sell. You have to pay. Okay. Free events. With the holidays coming around, there's a lot of free events going on, okay? That way, if your kids want to go, say, ice skating, or they want to go see the tree, or there's a lot of parades around, take advantage of free events for the holidays, okay? Sometimes a lot of sporting events are free or half price because of the holidays and everything. Because your kids want to go to free events, you take advantage of them, you take advantage of half price events, you get coupons for the event, and the money that you would save, you would have spent for this event full price, bank some of the money. Bank, if event is $20 and you and your kids went for $5, then that's a $15, bank to $15. Or if you're like, oh, that's too much to bank, then bank $5 of it. You know what I'm saying? Put it towards a challenge. And on that note, a word from my sponsor.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist Promotions get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you from Access to a Rising Artist. Are you having fun yet, folks? Have you thought about the dollar challenge? Because it should start today. If you haven't started today, at least think about it and start it no later than Sunday. Come on. This is going to be fun, I promise. Money. We're talking about getting that dollar a day. Take the surveys. Take the surveys online. Swagbucks, survey company. Look for the survey companies. But let me tell you what I was doing that. I said, okay, fine, I'm going to go back into doing those five-hour surveys for $5, whatever. I found out these survey companies, number one, you have to get over 1 million points to get $5. Number two, they don't give you any money anymore. They give you gift cards, which is just like money. So that's good, especially for the holidays. You can use the gift cards to buy gifts, which is saving you money. A lot of it is very time-consuming, and sometimes people say it's not worth it. That's an individual call because the survey companies are not giving money like they used to. Like I said, they're giving gift cards and stuff. You have to make this fun. Saving a dollar a day, yes, it's a challenge, but you have to make it a game. The goal is to fund something that you enjoy that you will be buying this time next year, like, say, November 1st of 2016, or the holidays for 2016. $1 a day, $7 a week. Like I said, you can put it in a holiday club and go, say, I'm going on a great vacation next year. Me and my kids are going to do something fun, or we just have extra money to spend for the holidays. We have extra money to spend for Thanksgiving. And talking about Thanksgiving, next week is Thanksgiving on the cheap. How you can do Thanksgiving cheap. But getting back to dollar a day, it's this money, yes, I would say it's for bills, you know, when you accumulate it for the year, pay bills. But you know what? No, I'm not going to tell you that. Do something fun with it. If you wanted to, I don't know, pimp out your car or buy your kids something fun or go on a great family vacation. You know, I'm not saying go to Hawaii. You may not have enough money for that, but a cute weekend vacation getaway. Go to a play with the money. Just do something fun with this money, you know, but you got to make it first. Cell phone plans. What about the pay-as-you-go cell phone plans? Why does everybody have to have a cell phone that does everything but cook its food? You know, all the bells and whistles and gadgets. I cannot believe cell phones are like $700-$800, and this is before the plan. Really? It's a phone, folks. Why everybody got pimp out there that's going to cost you all this money? I'm a strictly pay-as-you-go plan. You get those cell phones. Tell them I'll put $20 on the card, put $40 on the card, and when the $40 is up, it's up. Or when the $20 is up, if I have extra $20, I'll go put it on the card. That way I have no contracts, I'm not obligated, and I don't need all the bells and whistles. So look at that. And this is for, if you're squeamish, please forgive me, but dumpster dive for your food and your clothes. And that's a great way to save money. It's also out there in left field. I'm not condoning it, but I'm not condemning it either. It's an individual call. A lot of people do dumpster dive, but you have to be very careful. And if you go back in some of my segments, I think last year or the beginning of this year, I talked about dumpster diving. It can be very profitable. I don't know the food-wise, but I know the clothes-wise. There is this woman on the internet that does dumpster diving, and she only goes to certain places, and she finds some really good stuff and some really unusual stuff, but she is very careful. So that's one alternative. You can do like I do and wait till everybody, I call it junking. What I do is I used to do until my old man changed the rules. I used to go junking, and my junking is I would, when people do recycling, used to be you could put recycling out in the little clear plastic bags and everything, and you could see what people were throwing out. My thing is sometimes I would go around, and my neighbors in this, where I live, they were throwing out furniture every week. No joke. I am not joking. They were changing their house like they were changing their pants and stuff. Every other week, somebody would change in their dining room set, their living room set. They were throwing out brand-new pots and pans. They were throwing out some good stuff back in the day. I guess when people had it like that, they were buying like that. Anyway, I found really good books. People were throwing out brand new, never used. If they read them, you could really not tell it. I found some really good stuff. But that was back in the day. Good furniture, nice chairs for my living room. Really good stuff. But like I said, before they changed the recycling. But a lot of people do throw out good stuff that they don't need anymore. So if you can take it, fix it, sell it, by all means. We're trying to make a dollar. Not out of 50 cents. We're trying to get to 50 cents to make the dollar out of 50 cents. So those are some of the ideas that I have as far as how to make a dollar. And I'm sure you have some other ideas as well. But those are my suggestions. If you have any other suggestions or better ideas or can add on to the dollar challenge, you can always visit my Facebook at the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. And I'm going to put all the information I just told you out there on the Facebook page. I'm also going to put it on the blog, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show at blogspot.com. If you can chime in and tell me what other ideas you have for saving a dollar, by all means. Because this is a group effort, folks. This is a group effort. And just like I mentioned before, next week is Thanksgiving on the cheap. We have 2 weeks to get our act together before that big turkey day with the family come and the food and everything, and I'm going to show you how to do it cheap. You know, it's about family and friends. Yeah, it's about good food too, but basically it's about family and friends. So be with me next week. And then on that note, keep your money on your mind and your mind on your money. I loved you. I appreciate you, and save that money. Until next week, folks, have a great Cheap Cheetah Week.